Tonight's Shir Simen Peches, Balkeri Mutter B'Kriyashma. A man who's a Balkeri is allowed to recite Kriyashma, Se'if Aleph. Kola Tameyim, anyone who's Tamei, for whatever reason, Karen B'Teira is allowed to learn Teira. For Karen Kriyashma is allowed to recite Kriyashma, Mespalim and Kandavin. Chutz, with one exception. Chutz mi Balkeri. Except for the person who's Tamei because of a discharge of semen. Shotziu Ezra mikol tameim. Ezra haSofer isolated him from all other tameim. Va'asaro, and he forbade the Balkeri bein b'divrei Torah, bein b'kriyashma, tefillah ad sheyitbol. And he said he could not learn Torah, he could not recite Shema, he cannot daven until he immerses in a mikveh to become tahor. Why? Kedei shelo yu tamidei chacham metzuyin esel nishoseim ketana goyim. He didn't want the tamidei chachamim should be with their wives on a frequent basis, like roosters and hens. Va'achach bitlu osa takana. Eventually, this takana was set aside. Ve'midu davar aladin. It went back to the basic halacha. She'af balkeri mutar b'divrei Torah ube kriyashma ube tefila belo tefila. That a balkeri is permitted to learn Torah and recite Shema and daven Shemoneh Esrei without immersion in mikvah like any other tamei. Nor would he require bathing in 9 kav of water. That is how the minig has spread, that we don't worry about the Tekanas Ezra anymore. The Ramah concludes, Yeshakas with some rights, Ein Isha Nida B'meri Yasa, the Karnesa Besek Knesses. That a woman who is a Nida during her monthly cycle should not enter into a shul, Oli Hispalel, or to daven, or the Haskar Hashem, or mention Hashem's name, or Liga B'Sefer, or touch a Sefer, the Yesh Oimer, or the Seishim with Teres Bakol. She's mutter for all this because Tameh is not forbidden in Torah and Shema and Shemoneh Esrei and so on. V'chei Nikon, that is the Ikra Halacha. Aval, however, Haminig Medinos Elu, Kesver Rishonu, the Minig in our lands is like the first opinion. Ome Libun Nagul Heter. Now, once her monthly cycle has ended and she's still tamei because she's in her clean days, so then the minig is to be lenient. Vafilu b'malkum shenagul ha'achman, even a place that's strict, b'yam neroyim, when you come to yam neroyim, uke gavn or anything like yam neroyim, sherabim misasvim leilech beis kenes, and all the community comes and gathers to go to shul. Mutarim leilech beis kenes k'shar nashim, these women can go to shul like any other woman. Kiyu lehem yitzavim gadol, because it will be a terrible sadness for them, a very depressing, if everyone is going and they have to stay outside. Mishtabur Sifkatan Alf, Kadeh Vechulu. Takanas Ezra was that Timidei Chachamim should not spend too much time with their wives. Vigam ki a keri bo mikalas rosh. And also, the whole discharge of keri is from kalas rosh, frivolous behavior. Vidivei Teret Tzarech Lios Be'ema Ve'yir Beroses Rezeya. Whereas Divrei Torah requires awe and fear and trepidation and sweat, k'mo be'es nisan, also like the way it was by Maimon Hasina. Sekon be'es, v'achach bitlu, eventually they set aside this takana. When we come welcome, however, Misha Yirtza Linog Pelitvah, someone who wants to continue the takanas Ezra and immerse it in mikveh, tavol of bracha, he should be blessed. V'davka ma'idei zeh lo ya'avor zman kriyas shma tefillah, but only if this will not cause him to miss the Zman Kriyashma and Tefillah in the morning. Perhaps if it will cause him to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, it's also improper to be strict with Tevilas Ezra. So there are people who will go to Mikveh every single day as part of a fulfillment of Takanas Ezra. And they make sure to go bright and early so they don't miss Davening and they don't miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, they don't miss Zman Kriyashma and Zman Tefillah. Sifka and Gimel, Osa Takana. Afterwards, they mevatel the takana, shahoyis a gezeir shenu b'tzibur b'chol lamo, because ultimately it became a decree that most of the people could not follow. Ubitlua mishum bitul ter mishum bitul piraviva. So they stopped this takana because it was causing too much bitul ter, people weren't learning, and it was causing a bitul piraviva that people weren't going to have children because of this. Sifkan dal haminig. There are people who follow this takana to this day. They'll go to mikveh because of tumas keri. If the immersion in a mikveh is difficult, Rechasinus atzma mitisha kav. They will bathe in nine kav of water. The kasra achron that achronim write. Sha'aboim sa'o mayim sh'uvim k'shem filazu. That you don't need a kosher mikveh for Takanas Ezra. Even 40 saw of water that was drawn by hand is good enough for this immersion. V'chein atisha kavin hu gamkin v'mayim sh'uvim. Similarly, these nine kav of water is drawn water. V'afilu mishtosha kelim, even from three separate containers of water. As long as it's a steady flow, that you start pouring from the second before you're done pouring from the first. But if it takes more than three kelim, then you don't have the shir tisha kavim. So basically, you're going to have three different people pouring the water, or two people at least, pouring the water over this one person, and it's a steady flow from three different containers. So there are those who want to say that our modern-day showers is the same as Tisha Kavim. The notes being Chazanu said it's not, because each hole in the shower head is a separate kli. But if you unscrew the shower head, he says maybe that would work. V'hanech Tisha Kavim Tzarech Chishish B'chalov. Now, these nine kav are poured over him. Avalo litful b'sech, it doesn't help to dip and immerse in them. Whether they're in a utensil like a bath or whether they're on the ground, the kol shu derech tevila, if it's an immersion in water, the inan dafka boam saw, then you need 40 saw. Ubekarka kashar tevilas, and it has to be in the ground like any other tevila. Umekamalkam nechas chetzil mikveh. Let's say he goes halfway into the mikveh. So hirchin roshu litvol chatzig guf hashem b'chutz, and he can't bend over to get his half that's out of the water in. Rakshav chualov malamalo tisha kanz. They pour nine kav above his head. Moyo latar, that's good enough to do the tisha kavim on the part that's not immersed. Kosta b'seif amat defrayim, seif amat defrayim writes, the be'ez shvichas atisha kavim al-odim, when they pour the nine kav on the person, yesh l'lamot zakul, if he should stand upright, u'shtei yodov munochem neged libo, with his two hands resting on his heart, v'lo yidchak osam b'chibu karbei, he should not press hard, rak b'revach ketzach, there should be some space, k'dei sh'yavo ha'mayim gamsham, the water should go everywhere. V'yasi l'ashochem alov, he should instruct those who are pouring the water on him, sheyishbechu keneged gufo mamish, that they have to pour right on his body. V'shir tisha kavim, this amount of water for tisha kavim, ayein berhetiv shu shir tesvav court polish. Berhetiv says it's 15 Polish courts. I am saying about the fine hanal shakosiv de bekort shalanu sarachav dalit court the shvichas tisha kavim, that our courts are different sizes. You need 24 courts for shvichas, for pouring tisha kavim. Now, if you don't have such big utensils, so you can rely on 18 quarts. So, in the notes in the back, he tells us that there's a range of shitas. Chaznish holds it's 21.6 liters, and according to Chaim Noah, it's 12.5 liters. There's a range of how many liters to be considered tisha kav. Mishnah Berurah continues. V'chein is yizor becholza osam shenagim l'tabir of Rosh Hashanah ve'ev yom kippurim ayde tisha kav. These are things you have to be careful with for those people who want to be tahar on erev Rosh Hashanah erev yom kippur through the tisha kav method. Kaseh magen avam writes the af hanoig tevila l'keri. Even those who have the practice of immersing for tumas keri, dafka bari. That's either a healthy person, or choyle, or someone who's ill. Shashimish mitaso. Who had marital relations. But someone who is ill and he may see a discharge of keri against his will, potemi klum does not require any immersion. He just has to wash off that place. There should be no filth from the shech vazera. Similarly, a healthy person who saw mayim chalukim does not have to immerse himself, and he can recite Shema and Brachas. The Gozra Ezra Alzeh, Ezra never made a gezerah on this, the Inyan Divrei Torah Tefillah, concerning learning Torah and davening. V'rak l'inyan Truma Tameh. Only in regard to Truma is he considered Tameh, Mishum Mayim Chalukim, because of Mayim Chalukim. This reference to Mayim Chalukim is referring back to a Mishnah in the 8th Perek of Mikvayis Mishnah Beis. Elu bali keri and shehem tzvichem tevila. The Mishnah says these are the bali keri who need tevila. These are the ones who are tamei and need to immerse. Ra'a Mayim Chalukim. The first on the list is one who sees Mayim Chalukim. The Bar Tanur explains, Mayim Chalukim means Shemetif Tipim Chalukim K'min Shalsheles. The semen comes out as drops, one after the other, like a chain. It's coming out drop by drop instead of a steady discharge or steady flow. Such a case, a person will be tummy in regard to Truma. However, he does not have the decree of Ezra HaSofer that he can't daven and learn Torah without tevila and a mikvah. This is mentioned in the Mishnah specifically in the context of being tamei in regard to Truma, but has no bearing on the Takanas Ezra. It's not included in the Takanas Ezra. Sif Katan He. The Ramah introduces the halacha of a nida. Kasa ben Yuchum. Some people make a mistake and they say that women who give birth can't go to shul until 40 days pass after having a boy and 80 days after having a girl. This is a mistake and you should stop it. They're allowed to go to shul. Sifkan Vav. Nida, when she was having her monthly cycle, would not go to shul. She wouldn't daven. The minig is not to go to shul for lir sefer Torah and not to see a sefer Torah. When she does not daven with her friends. This is a question of minig and kavod. It's not a matter of iser. Ad kanashon, that's his language. So she would daven. And she would say brachos, but she wouldn't go to shul, and she wouldn't look at a sefer Torah, and she wouldn't stand with the rest of her women friends. This is the agreement of the achronim. Of course, she davens at home with the varkla brach. She says all the brachos, b'frat birchas hamazon, especially benching, for kiddush Friday night, shemitah Torah. These are mitzvot diraisa. V'ayim maganavam, look at maganavam. Se'if katan zayin avla minig. The minig is like the svar rishana. Uba Medina Seinu in our lands, Noigin Hatu the Oilam. We say everything is fine. Uba Varchos, Umispalos. They say Brachos, and they daven. Umi Kolmokam, yet nonetheless, Lo Yistaklu B'Sefer Torah, they should not look at the Sefer Torah, B'Shosh, Mabino, Salahaus, the Am, when they pick it up for Hadbal. Ode Kosov, further it's written, Lo Yikons B'Sekros, Hashigla, they should not go to the cemetery until they've gone to Mikvah. So this is an issue that not so many women know. A woman who is a nida, particularly during the time of the month when she has her cycle, should not look at a sefer Torah. And when they're doing hagbah, she's not supposed to see the sefer Torah. And women complain they can't see from the other side of the mechitza. There might be a reason why you can't see from the other side of the mechitza. Maybe that's why we don't want them to be able to see, because there are women who shouldn't be looking at sefer Torah. And they don't know that. There are some women who know about it, a lot of them don't know about it. But the bottom line is, a woman who's neither should not be looking at Sefer Torah by Hagwa. She can go to shul. She can go to shul. She can daven. But she should not gaze at the Sefer Torah. Sivkar and Ches. No Ra'im. By Yom the Ra'im, you're not going to keep her out of shul. Umi Amrishin Shaslichas Ve'elich Miku Yom the Ra'im L'kol Ke Gavna. As far as we're concerned, the first day of Slichas is already the beginning of Yom the Ra'im. Everyone came to shul for the first day of Slichas. You would let her come. V'adin Imasiya Bina Obita. The same is true if she marries off a son or a daughter and she's expected to come to shul. So she goes to shul. Even though other occasions she might not go. You marry off a child, you go to shul. Oh, she asked me led this. Let's say she gave birth. She goes to shul after 4 weeks. Shari afal pishi nida. Even if she's a nida at the time, it's allowed. All these cases are allowed. And once she's allowed to go to shul, Shari Gam can spal because the other Kliyama, even if she could daven there. Until now, we're saying she's daven at home. As soon as she's going to shul, she could daven in shul in these special situations when it's expected for her to be in shul. It's no different than the heter of Yom Nerayim.